Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 333 for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Thursday morning as traders were squaring positions ahead of the Easter long weekend. Markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday, and participants were showing a reluctance to push values too far one way or the other in early trade. Canola was down 40 cents to up $1.40. The May contract down 40 cents at $459.90 per ton. Light profit-taking following yesterday's rally accounted for some of the early selling in canola. Losses in Chicago soybeans put spillover pressure on the market as well, but soy oil was holding steady and Malaysian palm oil was up overnight. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures ahead of spring seeding was somewhat supportive and helped underpin the deferred months. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are mostly lower, but wheat is higher and corn holding near unchanged, with positioning ahead of the Easter weekend a feature in the U.S. market. Soybeans are 4 to 7 cents lower, the May contract down 7 at $9.82 per bushel. After hitting their highest levels in a month yesterday, soybeans were due for a bit of a correction from a chart standpoint. Farmer selling from both the U.S. and South America contributed to the weaker tone, as producers look to take advantage of the latest run-up in prices. Disappointing weekly export sales contributed to the softer tone. For corn, profit-taking had initially weighed on prices overnight, but that market has since shifted back towards unchanged, with the May contract down less than a penny at $3.81 per bushel. Traders were squaring positions ahead of the long weekend, but tightening U.S. ethanol supplies were seen as somewhat supportive for corn, as demand for the renewable fuel remains strong. Wheat prices are 3 to 5 cents higher, the May contract in Chicago up 5 at $5.34 per bushel. There is still thought to be more than enough weather uncertainty in many wheat-growing regions of the world to underpin that market, but export demand for U.S. wheat remains lackluster at best, and that did limit the upside potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.